This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Friday, December 8th. Well, we had the cattle markets try to bounce yesterday early in the session after another washout to the downside, which took us into new lows for this move and actually has taken us to almost all the way back to the contract lows from September of 2022 in live cattle. That is near those weekly lows at around 161 on the front month. The front month December right now is sitting at 162.30. So you're pretty close to the contract lows. You've completely wiped out all of that rally over the last year and a half. In feeder cattle, you have taken out the contract lows and you're right back at them on those front months. So we're also testing a notable breakout level on the weekly charts. So there are some reasons to think that from a technical standpoint, you could catch here, but the market doesn't seem to have any staying power. It has the buyers come in and take some shots at buying the market, and we've seen some nice little rallies, but it just doesn't last. And then it rolls over and you get another round of washout. Yesterday wasn't the washout type of trade, but again, we started higher and then the market stalled out and then just slowly lost everything it gained, ended up back at the lows of the day, which were basically the lows from the previous day. So it's been a rough stretch for cattle. You know, again, you've lost all your gains since these contracts came on the board. It's clearly a disappointing factor in this market, but it is what it is. Now, fundamentally, you know, you're looking for reasons, and I think the catalyst, of course, was the cattle on feed report from October, which showed placements way higher than expected, and a lot of those were heifers. November, we saw placements be higher. We were kind of bracing for higher numbers, and we got them. So clearly, producers are not retaining heifers. They're not backgrounding calves to the degree that we thought they would. So those calves are already placed, they're already gone. The heifers, for the most part, are going to be gone. They might pull a few out, but for the most part, once they're in feedlot, they pretty much stay there. But there's also some other news that's been floating around that producers are suggesting that there's two insurance companies that work with the LRP program that are trying to lay off risk, that they're caught in a financial bind, and that they're the ones selling into this market, creating this downdraft that we've seen over the last several weeks, that they're laying off their risk in the futures market. The NCBA has done some investigating on this, and they're not agreeing with that. They can't confirm that that is the case. And the futures market is where you go to lay off risk. So I don't know what the further details on that are, but they're saying that that's just simply not the case. And they're pointing to the cattle on feed reports as the reason that this market has gone down. But these accusations are getting some traction. They're floating around the marketplace. You know, perhaps, you know, who knows, you know, what's behind the rumors. But we do know that there's just been consistent selling in this market. We also know that the hedge funds have been aggressively long, and they've been caught trying to get out of these contracts, especially headed into the end of the year. And like I was just mentioning about the price levels that we're at, any long position in live cattle or feeders is in a losing position. And these hedge funds have been long for a year and had been enjoying very nice profits. And then almost in the blink of an eye, the market has turned on them and they've been caught on the wrong side. So any little rally that we get, we see another wave of selling. As soon as it looks like the market's going to stall out, we get that another wave of selling. And I think it's these guys that are recognizing that's all the market's going to give them, and they try to get out of more positions. That's most likely the case. Now, we've seen a huge drop in open interest, which would explain that. If it were insurance companies laying off risk and adding to positions, you'd see the open interest go up. So I'm not saying it's not the insurance issue. And again, I just want to point out that the whole point of the futures market is to transfer risk. So if they're doing that, then that's prudent on their part. Maybe they're a little late to the table, but nevertheless, I think it's mostly the hedge funds that have just been caught flat-footed here and are scrambling to try to get out of positions and, you know, salvage some level of profit if they can. Export sales yesterday, 18,600 for beef, a nice respectable number. South Korea took 4,700, Japan 7,100, China 2,000, Mexico 1,800. Pork export sales at 36,000, another respectable number. South Korea took 13,300, Mexico 11,500, Japan took 3,000. And the cash markets got rolling early this week and under some pressure and continue to see a little bit lower as we work our way into late week. But we're seeing the Fed trade around 170, which is down 5 on the week and down 1 from where we were earlier. 270 on the dress trade is down 5 on the week and down 1 from where we started the week. Box beef values were lower again yesterday. Choice down 72 cents at 290, select down 107 at 259. The spread gained 35 cents. We're sitting at 3101. Movement was another 218. So while there hasn't been a lot of good things to talk about in the cattle space, this is one of them. Clearly, wholesale and retail demand are strong, which they normally are into early December, which is why we're normally putting in seasonal highs, but clearly that's not happening this time around. But definitely, you know, the box beef volume has been very strong, especially this week. It's come on generally lower prices, but, you know, you're definitely stoking some demand. Slaughter rate yesterday, 126,000 head. For the week, we're sitting at 502,000. That is up 8,000 from last week, and it's down just 2,000 from a year ago. The feeder cattle index, the daily index, is at 216.76, which is $6 less than the previous day. And it's $6 less than the 7-day average, which is 222.31. That's down 192. So we're going to continue to see some drag on that 7-day average simply because the daily took a pretty big drop yesterday. So the cash auctions are even weaker than the front month futures, which we're seeing at the January futures are sitting at around 210. With your cash sales yesterday averaging around 216 and the 7-day average at 222. So they're way below the cash, but the cash continues to drop. So they're trying to converge here, but they've got some time to do that on the January contract. But clearly, you know, the cash market is still, you know, well above the front month futures. But if we continue to see it drop like this, it doesn't offer a lot of support to the board. And I think that's part of yesterday's stalling out of the futures price. We see what the cash auctions are doing, and it's like, well, cash is trying to catch up with the board. So we're not seeing a lot of support show up from the cash side. So even with, you know, yesterday kind of hanging in there and not seeing some follow through to the downside, we couldn't maintain the upward momentum. But I do think it's worth noting that, you know, you want to watch the spreads, especially in big moves like this. You know, what are the spreads doing? On feeder cattle, the bull spreads have been steady to higher ever since November 27th, when we had that another wave of downward movement. The bull spreads were actually working pretty strong yesterday. So that's worth noting that the front months are not the leader to the downside here. And that would be suggesting that the energy to the downside is waning. But it's kind of just the opposite in live cattle. The bear spreads have been working in full force. They've been leading, the front months have been leading the way down. The live cattle spreads look pretty similar to what the individual contracts are doing, where it's just a washout to the downside. So the front months are the leader to the downside on live cattle. They are not the leader to the downside in feeders. So we're getting a mixed message there. In feeders, it would suggest that the energy just isn't there to the downside, even though the market continues to work its way lower. On live cattle, it does suggest that you've got quite a bit of momentum and energy to the downside, which would suggest you're probably going to get more weakness in live cattle, and that would certainly be a drag on the feeder cattle as well. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.